Manuscript Releases, Volume 2, Mr. Number 114. Child Rearing. The Tacoma Park Site. Who will qualify for salvation? Fate of deceased children of unbelieving parents. The neighbors flocked in. My husband spoke and I followed him. We had an interesting meeting, singing, talking, and praying. We retired to rest, but I was too weary to sleep until about midnight. We arose at 3:30 and were on our way at 4. At 6:30 we halted on the prairie and built a large fire and all came together for a season of prayer. We then ate of our humble fare and were soon on our way again. At 1 o'clock we were on the campground and were faint and weary. We felt refreshed by eating a warm dinner. Our tent was pitched in the afternoon, and we made our beds. Had a good straw bed to lie on, and we slept sweetly the first night. I am determined to make my home an asylum for those who need a home. Every dollar I have is the Lord's, to be used to His glory. In every purchase I shall make, I want to move to the glory of God. I must use the means entrusted to me of my Heavenly Father to help the needy, to help build meeting houses, to send youth to our college, and to lift up and relieve the oppressed. I ask that the Holy Spirit shall control my thoughts through the day. I plead for wisdom and judgment, clearness of brain, and understanding, that I may see the treasures in the Word of God, and bring out the precious truths in the simplest language. I ask that the Holy Spirit shall control my thoughts through the day. I plead for wisdom and judgment, clearness of brain, and understanding, that I may see the treasures in the Word of God, and bring out the precious truths in the simplest language. I do not depend upon myself. I must hang my helpless soul upon Jesus Christ. I feel my weakness. I know that in and of myself I can do nothing, but through Christ strengthening me I can do all things. Oh, how my soul longs for God! Released January 7, 1960.